Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
That was good. Oh, my boobie almost fell out. Is that on there?
I hope so. Please, can that be our intro? Oh, my boobie almost fell out.
Oh, my boobie. Oh.
My burp, and then you saying that.
Have I ever told
you?
I have
to burp again.
Okay, do it.
Sorry.
I contributed. Have I ever told you about the time when I was in Vegas and I went on the... Ooh, that makes noise. I went on the New York roller coaster ride because I like it.
Mm-hmm.
One time I went, and it was very sad because it was like everyone else was gambling, and I didn't want to gamble.
Oh, well.
And
oh,
it was
I
like
remember that
30
story.
Degrees. Yes. Yeah. But then the first time I ever went on it, we had gone to a really nice dinner that night, mm-hmm. and my favorite fucking restaurant in Vegas, Wazoozoo, is so right. good.
Okay.
Oh.
I've never been to Vegas.
I'm so sad that I don't get to go.
I'm sad that I've never been.
Come with me one time.
Okay.
But
tell your boss to pay for it.
We had just gotten done eating there, so I wore like a nice like slip dress. And
right.
much like today, I didn't mm-hmm. have a bra on.
Right.
And so we went on this roller coaster, and it was like a little loose at the top. And I was like, man, I was thinking to myself, I was like, I hope this doesn't like fall out or something.
Okay.
And
sorry, I'm fucking with my mic a lot. Go okay. on. I'll stop.
We were, you know, flying down the roller coaster. Vroom. And,
oh, now I know what a roller coaster
yeah.
is.
Whee! And then, I saw the camera flash go off.
Uh huh.
And I looked down, my whole boob is out. It was just out because the force of it had just, and I didn't notice because I'm getting whipped around, you know? And so then I like cover it back in and the second flash goes off. So, and like, as soon as we got off, the person I was riding with was like, oh my God, we got to go see. And I was like, please, 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 please don't have my boob up there. Please.
What I love is the idea that the people in front of you bought their picture.
And I'm probably
and
like.
You're nipple is just yep. out.
Now the picture ended up being just this, like, like this just horrified
yeah,
face.
Describe what you've done
grabbing
here.
My grabbing the side of the dress and pulling it back over, and great. I was like, oh thank God, because I was like, what's that poor picture person gonna think whenever they just see a booby?
And no, I'm sure it's not the first time.
Yeah, probably not. But it was terrible. That's why my booby almost fell out.
Theme song.
It's a real long intro.
It's fine.
Be ba boo ba doo.
Hello.
Hi. Welcome
to What's Your Excuse?
The podcast.
I'm Megan.
And I'm Caitlin. And I have to take my earrings off. They hurt so bad.
Fair enough. So we have a couple of funny things to talk about today.
Couples of funnies.
That's right.
You want to go first? I just told a whole long story.
Sure, yeah. So I tried to fix my phone, my iPhone 8.
So what happened to it?
So I've dropped it and shattered it a bunch of times. You've seen my phone.
Yeah.
But I have a case on the back, so no one has seen the back. Mm-hmm. And there are like chips missing out of it.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, I can change just the back glass. It's like $12 for that replacement on Amazon for just the glass. And so I order it, and then I watch a video, and the guy on the video is like, don't ever try and change your back glass. It's horrible. It's stupid. you need a liquid nitrogen or a heat gun or a laser. Basically, the way that they do it in stores, like whenever they fix just the glass, is they have a laser that goes right beneath the glass and cuts through the adhesive.
Oh.
I don't have one.
Why do they even sell the replacement then?
I don't have an answer for that. Because of idiots like me. Who's got
lasers laying around?
That's why they do it, is for idiots like me. So basically, I go to my friend's house, Brian and Amanda, Patreon.
Yes.
Patrons.
Shout out to them.
That's right. I go to their house at 8 p.m. on Friday night. And I had already started chipping away at the back. But I also needed to replace the front screen, which Brian was going to help me with. So
is that easier?
Yes.
Why?
Yes. So we sit there for like 4 hours trying to fix the back, trying to get the back glass off.
Yeah.
I couldn't even get it all off. It was like, I've probably got about 57% of it off.
That's very specific.
In 4 hours.
Oh, no.
And so
I would have gave up after one.
Well, then Brian, and we're like working with a heat gun, but like not an industrial heat gun, like a shrink wrap heat gun that I have. It does not get hot enough.
Yeah.
So then I tell Brian, like, just change the front. I'll fuck with the back at home, whatever. Because once I get the glass off, it's not going to be that hard to put it back on. I bought the wrong size screen.
For the front.
Oh, that's right. No. And we didn't realize it until we had ripped it all apart already.
Oh, God.
So luckily, Brian and Amanda had a iPhone 6. That they lent me. My phone is still at their home in a million pieces right now.
Oh, my God.
So yesterday, I get desperate. And mind you, Brian and Ryan are there, and they're both saying, like, you know, it's not too late to just call the iPhone doctor and have them fix it. And I was like, guys, I've gotten this far. Now I'm determined. I don't do that. No.
We're not giving up now.
Yesterday, I had a moment where I was at work on my break, and I was like, I wonder how much they would charge me. So I call. And I say, I was being a cheap asshole. Mm-hmm. This is what I get. And I said, hypothetically, someone owns an iPhone 8 Plus. And they have done a lot of the work to get most of the back glass off. What would you charge to finish the job? Because I thought, I mean, I'll give you the glass, too. It can't be that much.
Hey, can you open this? And then they get it and you're like, oh,
yeah,
I loosened it.
Yeah, exactly. And so the guy at iPhone Doctor says, we don't do that. And I was like, you don't change the back of phones? And he goes,
to only the front's
no,
matter.
We don't change the back glass. And I was like, what do you mean? And he goes, like when we change the back of your phone, we take off the entire housing deck. And I was like, so wait, what? And he goes, we take off the entire housing deck. We replace your wireless charging port. We replace all of the wires in it, all of the plugs and stuff. And I was like, why do y'all do that? And he goes, I think you know. And I was like, is it because the adhesive is fucking impossible to get off? And he goes, yeah, you need a laser. And I was like, well, I don't have one of those.
Fresh out of laser, sorry.
So he was like, I said, so can you recommend anything? And he goes,
a laser.
We can take the back housing deck off and replace it, and it's $150. And I was like, no, I don't like that much. And so then I like go into my life story with this guy, and I was like, listen, man, I went really ambitious with this. I've never repaired anything on my iPhone before in my life.
Yeah.
And I thought that this might not, like, I figured it's just glass. And he goes, you chose possibly the most difficult iPhone repair to begin your journey on smartphone repairs. And I was like, what? And he goes, taking off just the glass is literally the most difficult repair in iPhones. And I was like, cool.
Good thing I did that.
So
love that.
Now tonight I'm going back over to Brian and Amanda's because I ordered a new screen. And we are going to try again. I have a heat gun this time, an industrial one. Borrowed it from Jeffrey.
Oh, yeah.
Because
he has
I don't
one.
Know why I didn't ask him first.
Yeah, he has like anything that I guess you could need. So.
And then I also bought canned air because the other option is very cold will like make the epoxy brittle.
Just take it to the Sub-Zero ice cream place and say, hey, can you shoot this onto your thing real fast?
Yeah. Can I just set this on there? I know it's Corona and
can
everything.
You like mix it in with my ice cream or something to make it okay?
Perfect.
Dude, that place tastes like butthole.
I'm perfect.
We went for one day. We went for a gray like field trip once. Yeah. And because, you know, it's right next to our building.
Sure.
So it was new and we were like, oh, let's go try it. And it could be because I got the vegan option.
Oh, yeah.
But like I legitimately felt kind of sick afterwards.
Yeah.
All of us did. And we were like, never again. Mm-mm. And it looked like cum. That whatever was in the cup at first, it was like, it's what they turn into the ice cream, I guess. But it just was like this milky white, very viscous liquid. And I was like, oh, that doesn't look good. So
that
maybe
sweetened condensed milk.
Yeah, but it was more translucent.
Yeah.
And I like sweetened condensed milk.
Yeah, sure.
But yeah, that, it could have been that I saw it and then maybe automatically was like, oh, this is going to be bad.
Yeah, but that doesn't explain everyone else's reaction to it.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
But so that's the story, basically. I have a heat gun. I have compressed air.
Anyone can do the impossible, it's you, Megan.
Thank you. I have a wire that I plan to heat up and then slide it to see if I can use it as like a heat knife.
Spy shit.
See? That's
like chopping off someone's head.
I have a suction cup. Some fucking nerd gave it to me.
Nerd.
He got nerd.
He's like, what the hell? He got a bag of suction cups.
I know.
Who does that?
He tried to keep me from taking one. So tell me your funny story.
Selfish. I'm just kidding. That's right. He's very protective.
We're a family and we share.
Yeah. Yeah, you gave birth to us.
All right. So go on with your story.
So if anyone has not, I don't know, none of my friends listen. So I was like, if anyone watched my Instagram story today, I explained it. But so this morning I was taking a shower and at the moment my tub is not draining super well just because it hurts, right?
Yeah,
like when it presses down on like
earrings
the lower part
hard.
Of your
actually
neck,
what am
it's
I
like
doing? I'm just gonna slide them out instead of fucking with the back.
Oh yeah, that's some good things about hoops.
That's a good thing about my ears used to be stretched.
Yeah.
They never went back all the way. I mean, they went back pretty regular.
Yeah, I was like, they look pretty good.
Yeah,
I would like looking at them, I would never realize
9/16.
Oh wow.
And they still went back almost to normal.
Damn, I've been chilling at 00 for, since high school.
Yeah.
So like 9 years.
Take the plunge, go to 9/16.
Yeah. Might as well. I don't know, but I love these plugs.
Yeah.
And I don't know where to find them again.
Yeah.
And they're like the most simple ones, but like Jessica gave them to me for my birthday, or Christmas or something, like 5 or 6 years ago. And it's been the only pair of plugs I've worn since.
Oh, damn. They probably
love
stink.
Well, I wash them in the shower.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
Yeah, I take them out and, you know, I wash them with my face wash and stuff. Like
see,
while I'm
that's my issue
that.
Is I never clean them.
Yeah, no, I clean mine out and then I take because they're tunnels. I take Q-tips into the inside and get the
smort.
Yeah, sludge.
Well,
because
those are the ones that stink the worst. They're the ones that are non-porous because it just sits on them.
Yeah, it does get. Yeah, it is literally like it's a nice little film that you can. The smell . Well, I don't know. Maybe it's because of my smell. It doesn't really bother me.
My belly button has a smell to it.
Yeah. My nose ring, my septum, whenever it was healing the first time, I kind of liked the smell when it happens. And one time it randomly came back and I was like, yes, I'll move it so I can smell it.
Caitlin, that is so gross.
A little bit, yeah. Oops. But anyways.
Instagram.
So, I was in the shower this morning and... my tub is not draining, as I said, because I'm just lazy and I need to snake it.
Sure.
And so, you know, I'm like right above my ankle deep in water.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I washed my hair this morning and this hair dye is so incredibly potent and just strong, that the water is like a solid yellow. It's real. Real firm.
Yeah.
You can't see. I couldn't see my toes.
Right.
And So I'm washing my body. I use one of those like Clean Logic sponges, you know? It's like, it looks like a like fancy sponge. It's not like
It's not like a loofah.
No.
It's like one of those like coral sponges.
Yeah, and yeah. Well, it doesn't get that like, it's like just shaped like a teardrop.
Oh, okay.
And it's hanging on a little rope, and mm-hmm. then I have a little suction cup in my bathtub that I hang it up on.
Perfect.
So it doesn't like get all nasty. And also, so it's not on my like little turny knob things, because uh-huh. I don't want to have to deal with like trying to get it off there. Anyways, I was washing my body, like minding my own business, and then all of a sudden I realized that the string is missing, because I went to go hang it back up, and I was like, oh fuck! I was like, I guess it must have fell off. So then I'm like bending over, like trying. I can't see in the water, so I'm like running my hand through the tub, trying to find this string, and I can't find it. I like look outside the tub. I'm like, did it like come off?
Did I throw it?
Well, I was like, maybe when I took it off, it just like came right off, and I like looked to see if it was still hanging there, and I just didn't notice. And I was like, where can it be? I don't know. And so then I'd like turn back around. I was like, well, I mean, I got to get out of the shower, so I was like, I'll just like wash my hair, like finish washing and stuff, and just try and find it once it drains, because I was like, maybe I'm like pushing the water just well enough that I can't find it. And then I feel something. It got stuck in my butt crack. And I did not even know. My ass ate this thing. It went, sucked it right up.
I am going to be honest. I thought no you idea. Were going to say it was stuck in your twat.
No, it was stuck back here. And I'm bending over. I was bending over like my cheek should have spread enough, but nope. It held on.
Mm-hmm.
It held on real well
to
this little thing. And I was like, I pulled it out. I was like, what the hell? So then I tied it back on to the thing and I put it back up. But
perfect. That's wonderful.
But yeah, so this morning my butthole ate a sponge.
Good.
String.
I like it. Good for you.
It was fun. You I was your like, butthole. How in the world did that happen? Yeah. I did not feel it in the slightest. Like, didn't feel it when it got stuck, ripped out of the sponge. Didn't feel it.
I can't stop yawning. I'm sorry. I've been at work all day.
I bored you.
No, not at all. I love your butthole stories.
Yeah, what is it with buttholes in this podcast?
I'm not sure.
We talk about buttholes a lot.
Do we talk about? I talk
maybe
about
we should
more
just
poop,
change it
I
to
think.
The butthole podcast.
What's your butthole?
What's your butthole? That's the name of this episode.
Perfect.
Change our logo.
So. Ooh.
Here's just a picture of Kiki's butthole.
The other thing that we were just talking about.
I had to wipe her butt the other day. She didn't get a poop all the way off.
Dude, don't
I
even.
I was like, girl.
Do you know how many shits I've pulled out of my dog's asshole?
Yeah.
So many. Innumerable shits.
Yeah, no. Because she's pretty good about it normally.
Well, he eats like paper towels or like makeup wipes.
Right.
And if he has a makeup wipe, those things are fucking strong. They don't just tear.
Yeah, and they're not biodegradable normally.
He starts to poop, and then it's just turds attached. Like there's one little like berry of a turd attached to the end of a makeup wipe, and I have to like figure out a way to get him over to the paper towel, get him back into the yard because I'm not going to do this inside of my home.
Yeah, like what if it unleashes a and waterfall? So, yeah, like Willy Wonka.
Really, I just don't want to. I don't want to hold on to it that long.
Yeah,
so I kind of just like
want to be able to throw
towel.
It.
Exactly. That's precisely what Shink. I do. I pull it out of his butthole.
One fell swoop.
Yeah. Pull it out and I throw it into the yard. My parents have told me to stop throwing them into the yard. And I'm like, well, guys, I'm not going to rinse it off and throw it into the trash can.
You don't go pick it up later?
No.
Oh.
It's doo-doo. It's going to go into the yard, into the soil.
But the makeup wipe is in it still?
Yeah.
Oh.
But I mean, I just want the doo-doo.
I guess it's
it.
Maybe just because I'm also used to a cat where I have to mess with her shit all the time.
Yeah.
Like scooping it.
Yeah.
And she's gotten these new litter boxes.
I don't have a cat.
I love them. Like they look real sleek and everything. And they just like, you know, and she uses it and it actually does help control the litter because it's a top entry. And so whenever she gets out, the like litter just gets stuck on the lid essentially. So there's not litter all over my room.
Yeah.
Which I prefer.
Yeah.
But for some reason, she doesn't like cover her poop in it now.
Mm-hmm.
I've watched her get out multiple times where she just gets out, stands on top, and then she like looks back in
Just and she make goes, sure it's still there.
Hmm. And then she turns around and starts like pawing, like she's covering it up, but like on the top of the plastic. Yeah. And I'm like, that's not doing anything.
Yeah.
No. I can still smell your shit from 7 feet away.
Yeah.
And God, her poo poo stink.
All cats. Cats have the worst shit of domesticated animals.
It is bad. I'm like, girl, I sprayed Febreze in there like 5 times yesterday.
Yeah.
And I still couldn't get it out. And I covered it. I put my Arm & Hammer because I just cleaned out her litter box. Like, I was like, I'm not about to do it again.
These earrings aren't the same length.
Take them back. Get your money back.
Can't. Final sale.
That was the bad thing about, so our dressing rooms were closed for a while as well. But everything was not final sale.
Yeah.
And so people would bring back about $800 worth of merchandise. Yep. So I'm sitting there going like, oh, our sales are okay. We're doing okay. Well, and then it would be like, and here's LOLJK, here's $800 worth of your stuff back.
Here's the thing with them not being final sale is that essentially you just are letting them use their home as a dressing room.
And I'm like, that's almost, that is worse.
Yeah. Because then you're it's just taking it going home? To
anywhere. Yeah.
Yeah. And like, you're still, I'm like, you're already in my
store. Like, yeah. I mean, like your germs.
What's the difference here?
Yeah.
And so like ours is just, it's just a lot of entitlement issues with people thinking like, if I just yell at this 30-year-old woman who doesn't fucking care about me long enough, she'll start to care about me. Heads up, I won't.
Sorry, I'm dead inside.
Yeah, I'm not gonna.
I've got a sign that says it.
The antidepressants really helped me to not give a motherfuck what you think or say to me.
Blank slate.
Yeah, no.
Breaking news. The world's premier superhero team, the Super Squad, has announced their retirement. Major world leaders are demanding a replacement team immediately to protect us from the threat of future supervillains. Due to a lack of response, we are having open tryouts. Superpowers not required. Teams interested in the position must sign up and complete the superhero identity test, as well as its many challenges. Qualified teams must exhibit high levels of the following: teamwork, adaptability, communication, intellect, and perseverance. Superhero Tryout is a massive citywide event blending the concepts of The Amazing Race with the elements of the escape room craze. Escape rooms place you in an immersive experience where you must work together in a group ranging from 2 to 10 players to escape the scenario or complete the task at hand in less than 60 minutes. When, you ask? Sunday, June 28th, 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. Where? 711 Washington Avenue, Waco, Texas, 76701, and locations around Waco to be announced. Adults, $40 per ticket. Kids, 7 to 12, $30 per ticket. Kids, 6 and under, are free. Teams can be as large or as small as you would like. It's recommended that your team be able to fit in one vehicle to truly work together in a collaborative effort. If your team is larger, make sure you can communicate often with teammates in different vehicles. Tickets are selling fast. Book as soon as possible because a sellout is expected. Assemble your team and register now. No cancellations or refunds. Booking can be transferred to another person if needed. Each participant will need to bring a valid ID. There will be a mixture of driving and walking portions of the game throughout the city. This is a family-friendly event. Families are encouraged to play together. All of the puzzles and places are kid-friendly. Each participant will be required to sign a waiver at registration. All players must present an ID at registration.
Superhero Tryouts, City Escape 2020.
For more information, call 254-294-7550.
Just one in the other.
I'm great. So sorry.
Yep. Love that.
Please put on your fucking mask.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're a listener of our podcast, I'm telling you right now, you are no friend of ours if you're not wearing a mask in public.
No, you better wear a fucking mask.
Wear a fucking mask.
It's
literally the most selfless thing you can do right now.
Exactly. And people being like, I just can't breathe with it. And they're like, oh God, so many of them are just like, I just can't wear it in here for like an hour and a half. And I'm like,
I wear it for 8 hours.
I'm like, I go to work in the morning, have to wear it the entire time. Yep. I go to work during the day, have to wear it the entire time. I'm like, I'm in a mask for at least 12 to 13 hours a day. So don't tell me you can't fucking wear it.
Don't tell me it's impossible. It is possible.
Like, it fogs up my glasses every day, but I'm still fucking wearing it.
Yeah.
I can't see shit half the time.
No. Nope.
And every time, oh God, there's those blue masks that Starbucks provide, the moment I bend down, my glasses have hit the floor so many times. They just go right off.
Yeah.
I think I need to get them tightened too. But so, like, they do not,
it
fucks with the nose piece.
There's like a little S hook on my, like at my store, we use it for like signage. Mm-hmm. I found one and I hooked it to the back of each of my ears, like the ear pieces on the mask.
Yeah.
It tightened it and I don't get foggy glasses. My glasses don't fall off. It's wonderful. I'll see if I can find you one.
Yeah. I've heard the shaving cream trick where you put that.
Yeah, I just don't. But then I've also, cream.
Yeah, I was like, I don't shave. We already know this. I get all my body parts waxed.
Yeah.
By Julie. What up?
That's right.
That's right, Julie. You got your eyebrows waxed by her. What do you think?
They are wonderful. I loved her. They look real good. She does not yank with the force of 1,000 men. Mm-mm. She gently pulls. And it was the least but painful also waxing like I've ever had. Yeah, too. It's quick. It's not like a slow Band-Aid pull. It's a quick, like she's gentle like pull.
Drawing out your suffering.
It was literally the least painful wax I've ever had. Mm-hmm. It was incredible.
There's a reason I've gone to her for as long as I have.
Yeah, no, I'm...
And I let her wax my whole
converted.
Body.
Converted. Yeah, the freckle.
Yep, my freckle. Yeah, y'all, I got a freckle on my vagina. That's a fun fact about me.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was there till the first time I got waxed.
Uh-huh.
Because, like, I mean, you can shave all you want, but that shit doesn't get... Yeah, I do. I forget about it every time. And then the moment I get waxed again, I go, oh, my God, there's my freckle.
And then she tells me about it.
I do.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. I get to see my freckle again.
I get to see my freckle.
It's great.
It's just... It's right... You know, it's kind of like on the pelvic bone area. Yeah. It's not, like, way down there.
Yeah, no.
But, yeah, I can see it, and I'm like, oh, that's my freckle. I got a freckle on my boob, too.
Oh, nice.
That's my boobie freckle.
We'll look at that later.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
your wine glasses, your wine bottle's in the way.
Cusp. Oh, I'm sorry.
So it looks like you're It looks like you're pulling your dress down far more because your wine bottle was right in front of
your
tit.
It's like you can see it if I wear a low cut enough shirt. Yeah. It's not like on my nipple.
Or like a see-through shirt with X's on it.
Yeah, I've done that too. I've also just worn a see-through dress before with nipples out. Mm-hmm. I got stalked that night.
Great.
Yeah, real creepy. Mm-hmm. I guess if you show your boobies, people follow you.
Yeah.
I guess it's an invitation.
It's don't you know it.
I'm sorry. It's a crime. I just want to wear what I want to fucking wear.
No, absolutely.
I'll look cute in my dress, so you back the fuck up.
Absolutely.
I'm with my girls.
So
I'll let you buy me a drink because I wanted free alcohol. That's all I wanted.
Did I ever tell you when I lived in San Marcos, it was when I was drinking probably the most in my life. And
I mean, that's a place to do it if you're gonna.
Yeah. Well, my roommates and I would go out to the bars and then they would like go and basically like circle the bar, find a guy, have him offer to buy them a drink. And then they would make them buy all of us drinks, basically. And so we were doing that one night. And then one of my roommates, just fucking bounced. We don't know where she went that night. Like, I tried so hard to get her. She, like, tried to pop me in the face. And I was like, never mind. Fucking leave.
She tried to hit you?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
It was a time. San Marcos was an adventure all its own.
You're not a friend with her anymore,
no,
right?
God, no. Okay, good. I don't.
Like, that next day, I would have been like, bitch, I'm sorry, you tried to punch me in the face.
Oh, dude, I had so many issues with my roommates. Like, one of them, the same one, I, like, cleaned out the fridge one night, and she had a bunch of, like, rotten vegetables. And so I threw them away because they were fucking old and rotten.
Yeah, you can't
and near
them.
My vegetables.
Veggie tables.
The next morning, I hear them talking, and I hear her bitching, like, Megan threw this way and this way and this way. And I, like, walk out of my room, and I was like, what's going on?
You wanna say that to my face?
Like, nothing. And I was like, well, I can hear you yelling my name and telling everyone I'm throwing away your fucking food like you're gonna fucking starve over mushrooms. And she was like, these were brand new. And I was like, are they? No. And she was like, yes. And I like grab them out of the trash can and look at the expiration date and I was like, they're expired. And she was like, you're so full of shit. And then I like look at the box of mushrooms, I look at her, I look back at it, and I go, Yeah, I'm going to do this. And she goes, what? And I was like, yeah, no, I'm going to. And I just like chunk them at her face. And I was like, they're fucking old, you daft bitch. And I was like, it is 8:00 in the motherfucking morning on a Sunday. Go the fuck to sleep or shut the fuck up. I'm done.
Brunch.
And I just like went back to bed. I was so
mad. Who wants rotten mushrooms?
That's what I was like, ugh. And like, she seriously was like, I have nothing to eat. And I was like, this is a box of gross sliced mushrooms that were old. Like, it was one of those.
Was that
going to
be your meal?
Yeah. It was like the carton. Yeah.
That's how I buy my mushrooms.
And so, like, yeah, I mean, that's fine. But like, when they're rotten,
Yeah.
Mushrooms already, whenever they're cooked, to me, have a very slimy texture.
They're pretty slimy.
So I can't imagine that cooking a rotten one is going to make it better.
Mm, it cooks the disease right out. Texture. Bacteria right out.
Yeah.
Blech.
But yeah, she and I got in a big fight that day over me throwing fucking mushrooms at her, because then she was like, "You fucking hit me." And I was like, "I threw a carton of mushrooms at you. It's like an ounce. Stop it."
Yeah.
I threw air at you. Calm down. So that was one of my fun adventures in San Marcos. Roommates.
Well, hated since all we're on the
all of them.
Story of roommates, maybe we could tell some roommate stories.
Yeah, sure. I've got tons stories of them.
Yeah, I had one that burnt half our house down and stole like $500 worth of money from me. So
beautiful.
You know, casual.
Great.
And I guess I could talk about her. She was fantastic in the first place we lived together. Great. She ain't going to listen to this.
No. I don't know her, but no, she won't.
But we lived together and there was four of us in this like apartment. It was downtown. It was at Heritage Quarters.
Uh-huh.
Across from the courthouse. I'm familiar. Convention Center.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. I could walk to Spice whenever I first got my job there. And she was great whenever we first lived in there.
Yeah.
And it's because we were all on separate leases that I didn't realize that she had issues paying her rent.
Yeah.
And so, or like that she had lost her job, like got fired and shit, until like I had already signed a new lease with her to go live somewhere else.
Great.
That she came home and was like, "I'm locked out of my room." Yeah. Because they can do that. They can come in if you haven't paid your rent.
Yeah, it's
they
called
lock
an eviction.
Your room. Yeah. And so she only had access to the common space. Mm-hmm. And we were like, "Well, have you paid your rent?" She was like, "No." And I was like, "That's probably your first fucking issue there."
Why are you coming at me like you don't understand how the world works?
And then my other first clue should have been whenever she said, "I can't afford the down deposit. Can you pay the $250 for me?" And I was like, "Okay, yeah, sure. I have enough money to pay not only mine, but so $500.
Yeah.
When I only needed to pay $250.
Right.
And did that. So that should have been my first clue. But then that happened and I was like, "Oh, God. What have I done?" Mm-hmm. And then we lived together and we were on simple bills. And apparently there's a fun little loophole where they can fuck the other person over because she stopped paying her electricity. She stopped paying all of her bills too. Mm-hmm. And daddy paid for everything. So I'm really confused.
Yeah.
I don't know how it happened, but like simple bills ended up taking like $400 out of my account.
Yeah.
And I was like, "What the hell?"
Yeah.
"I have paid all my bills on time. What are you doing there?" Like, "Well, the other half of your place has it. And there's a thing that says we can take from the other person." And so they're pretty much like, "No, we're not going to give you your money back."
Here's what I never understand. Why not, at the very least, call that other person before you just take it out of their account?
Exactly.
Give them a heads up.
Yeah.
Say like, "Hey, this
I all
of
a sudden got a
contract.
Negative balance," and I was like,
"You
what?
You gotta, you know, figure it out." Like, give them some kind of prep there. Mm-hmm.
They didn't. Yeah. And so I was like, "Oh, God." And I called her and she was like, "Oh." And I like didn't seem to care. Didn't really want to talk about it. And I kept being like,
what a privilege.
Yeah.
What a nice feeling. I was like, "Oh, my bills aren't paid. I don't really want to deal with that."
Yeah. I'm like, "Sorry, but I'm now having to pay all of them."
Right.
And it was a nightmare. And so I end up contacting her dad. And I was like, "I need..." Like, at this point, she owed me about $500 to $600.
Yeah.
And I was like, I need you to give me that money. And he was like, "You have no proof." And I was like, "Yes, I do."
Yeah.
And I, like, pulled all the receipts. And I was in a, like, negotiation and conflict resolution class at the time. And I ended up using this scenario to get, like, a fuck ton of bonus points.
Nice.
On my test.
Great.
And shit. Because, like, I negotiated successfully $600.
Yeah.
But like I like almost threatened like small claims court and shit. Like I was just like, "No, you guys fucking owe me this money."
Yeah.
I am out here busting my ass working 2 to 3 jobs.
Yeah, man.
Like I can't just have my money going away. I was like, "I'm trying to pay my fucking bills here." And then she had this rat.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Which I love. Okay. I told you about that.
Yes.
I think. Did I say it on here?
I don't know.
Anyways.
Just I know in you've case told me about the rat. Yeah.
Yeah. So she would go hang out with her boyfriend all the time, who they're now getting married and stuff, which is like good for them. He's a fucking great guy.
Okay.
And like, really, she's a sweet girl aside from this.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, you were fucking awful to live with.
Right.
And, but.
Does he know?
Yeah. I'm like, ooh. Because also, yeah, she was fucking nasty, too.
Ugh.
And, but, so this rat she had, she'd go stay at his house all the time and leave the rat there.
Uh-huh.
And rats are highly sociable creatures. Yes. They need attention.
They are very social.
And, like, she didn't have a second rat, and she wasn't there most of the time to play with this rat. So this rat breaks out of its fucking cage, metal cage, like bends the bars. I went and looked, and I was like, this like, this rat on X Games mode or something.
Yeah, man.
It's like a Hulk.
They'll go crazy.
And I was like, oh, God. It gets like under her locked door, under my closed door. And at this point, I was sleeping on a like fucking 4.5 foot tall bed.
Yeah.
Like my bed was way, I had to kind of jump into it. Because I'm only 5'3".
Yeah.
So, like.
Great box jumps.
I had to, like, kind of get myself into bed. And this rat got up on it, woke me up at 5 a.m. by crawling on my face. Mm-hmm. I fucking threw it.
Yeah, you did tell us.
Because I didn't know. I didn't know.
Yeah.
And I thought I almost killed this rat. And I was like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry, Bella. It's just you. But, like, don't crawl on my face.
Yeah.
Scared the shit out of me.
But, like, can you talk to your mom?
Yeah. Like, I was like, hey, and like, you know, I comforted her and was like, thank God I just kind of tossed you to the end of the bed and not against the fucking wall and like killed her or something.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I would have, I would have never forgiven myself. But like, it wouldn't have been my fault, really.
No.
But
no.
Still, I would have felt so guilty.
But still, yeah, no, absolutely.
And so I walk her back to her room and stuff. Anyways, push comes to shove. I have this like month from hell where aside from like, the beginning of this year, worst like time I've ever had.
Yeah.
I was, what happened first? So my grandmother died.
Mm-hmm.
The one that, you know, I love.
Yeah.
Well, I love them all, but like, you know,
the one
that
you
was
like
my hero and stuff. And so she passed away, lost her battle to cancer. And that was like, obviously fucking heartbreaking.
Sure.
And then 2 weeks later, during finals, I get a phone call while I'm at Gray saying, hi, is this Caitlin? And I'm like, yes. And they're like, you might want to get home. And I said, what's going on? They're like, your house is on fire. And I said, I'm sorry, what?
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, your house is burning down. It's on fire. It's bad. The fire trucks are on their way, but like, you need to get here in the event. Like, and I was like, oh my God, okay. So like I walked out of our break room and like walked into the other offices and I said, I think I need to go. And then I kind of walked back out and they were like, what? And I was like, my house is on fire?
Yeah.
And they were like, what? Fucking go.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay. I was like in shock. And so I'm like driving home, fucking get there. Half the upstairs had been burned like fucking through. And it was like just half the house fucking like burnt up. And it was convenient for her. She was moving out. So most of her stuff was not in the house anymore.
Yeah.
But my stuff was, because I was not planning on moving out yet. And so that was like, what the fuck?
Ugh.
But the rat, I had gone into her room once because several items of my clothes had come missing. And so I was like, fuck it. I'm just going to go check her stuff because I have no idea where this shit is.
Yeah.
It's not my stuff. I've checked every ounce of clothing I have.
Sure.
And I couldn't find it. So I like went into her room and I walked into her closet and the smell of dead animal.
Oh, yeah.
Was so strong. I'm pretty sure that she like wasn't home one day, rat got out and it died in the walls. And so what happened, how the fire started, was she lit a candle in the closet.
Great.
Who the fuck does that? Why are you lighting candles in your closet? And so I think she was trying to like kind of air it out and like get rid of the smell.
Yeah.
Or she could have purposely started it. I don't know.
So here's my assumption. She probably lit the candle thinking she would air it out and get rid of the smell so that she could get the deposit that was not hers back to her.
Yeah, probably.
That's my thought.
Ended up burning.
Yeah.
The hole through the wall and the ceiling.
Didn't get that deposit back. So.
And they didn't give me a new place to live either.
Yeah, great.
And then a week and a half later or so, I was in my car accident.
Oh, my God.
And completely totaled my car.
Yeah.
And, I mean, was very terrified. Like, I should have probably been more hurt than I was. Yeah. I was very lucky. I only had slight bruising from my seatbelt. And for some reason, the airbags didn't deploy, which we then later found that year of 4Runners had some issues with their airbags. Because I'm like, I was going about 70 whenever I hit the first little sign. Oh, and then when I hit the next sign head on, like straight in the middle of my fucking steering wheel.
Yeah.
And it went halfway into my 4Runner's hood.
Wait, why have I not heard about this wreck?
Oh, yeah, that's the only wreck I've ever been in.
Yeah.
And yeah, I hydroplaned.
Yeah.
We had looked at my tires before I left. I was coming back home from Houston. I had been to a wedding and I was coming back home to go judge Baylor Color Guard auditions. And then the same day moved to Grapevine to go start my internship.
Okay.
And so I like was just going, and we had looked at my tires beforehand. My mom was like, those are a little bald. Like we probably need to replace those soon. And I was like, well, I don't really have time. Like I got to get back.
Yeah.
And she was like, okay, fine. But like when you get up there, buy some new tires. And I was like, cool. And
like
having to buy
a
new car.
Yeah.
But
same thing.
It had just like stopped raining, and I had come over that hill towards like, if you're going down Highway 6 and it's like you're about to exit towards like fucking Groesbeck and shit. Over there, there's like this little hill that you come over and there's a curb, and I lost control of my vehicle, steering wheel locked up, and there was nothing I could do. I was just like,
yeah, no, there's nothing you can do at that
point. I was riding it out. I took my foot off the gas and the brake because I wasn't about to do that and like roll my car.
Yeah, no.
And I hit one of those little plastic like cone things and ran it over and then hit a giant sign. And yeah, straight head on through the pole. And somehow like I was on the phone with a friend. Can you imagine how terrifying that was?
No,
I didn't have it like held up. Like I just had her on speaker.
Yeah.
And so all of a sudden she hears me start screaming.
Good
and
Lord.
Then this giant crash. And I go, bless her heart. After everything was like, I'd hit it. I go, hell, I was just in an accident. I have to go. And I hang up immediately. I was like, sorry, bye.
Dude, can I tell you something hilarious and embarrassing?
Yes, always.
So my entire life, I thought that those big orange cylinders that are like road cones, you know, the big ones.
Yeah.
I thought those were filled with concrete. Why I thought that, I'll never know. I think probably, so here's what I've gathered, is that probably my parents were driving me as a child. We were probably driving like from Austin to Waco.
Yeah.
And probably we were going through Temple and my mom said something probably about like, watch out for that concrete. And I saw those big cylinders and I was like, oh, those are filled with concrete. I didn't know they weren't until like, like 8 months ago, I hit one with my car.
Oh my God.
Can you imagine the terror of hitting one of those and then being like, oh God, this is a new car. I'm going to, oh fuck, my parents are going to kill me. They make my car payments. And then pulled over, got out, looked, and was like, the fuck? What kind of car am I driving?
This is a tank.
And then I called my dad and I was like, hey, you know those cylinders that are filled with concrete? And he goes,
what?
Poles? And I was like, no, stupid. Because I'm the worst. I said, no, dummy. The orange, like, traffic cones that are cylinders, but they're, like, full of concrete. And he goes, that's not a thing.
That's not real.
And I was like, why did y'all tell me that those were full of concrete? And he goes, I never told you that. And I was like, no, I swear y'all told me that. And I was like, I am telling y'all told me that. And I was like, well, then how do they stay there and not blow over? And he goes, I mean, there's probably like sandbags on the bottom of them, but they're not full of concrete. How do you think people move them, Megan?
That plastic and stuff is pretty heavy, actually. Because like normal little cones, they got some weight to them.
Yeah. I was like,
it had to be some pretty good wind.
I told him, I was like, I don't think we're talking about the same thing. I'm going to send you a picture of what I'm talking about. So I sent him a picture.
And there's no concrete in it.
Yeah, no, those don't have concrete in them. What you're thinking of are poles. So it was up until like 8 months ago, I legitimately was so scared of hitting one of those with my car because I thought it would total my car.
Yeah, like you die.
I thought it was full of fucking concrete.
Jesus.
So imagine my surprise. I hit one with my car. I freak out. I'm already in tears.
Just some plastic.
I get out of my car and then I start thinking, this car's built of fucking titanium. This is wonderful. Right one. My car is Iron Man. My car is a Transformer. This is incredible.
That 4Runner mine. That was my really thought. Built like a tank.
Yeah.
That thing, like, I was like, damn.
Ford did a really good job with this building. And so then when my dad was like, I have never told you that. And I was like, no, you probably did. You were just making a dumb joke. And now I look like a dummy. And he goes, I did not make that joke, but you're half right. And I was like,
you look like a dummy.
Wow. And then I called my mom and I was like, did you tell me these were full of concrete? And she goes, I don't even know what you're talking about, but no. And I was like, okay, well, never mind. I'm just a dumb piece of shit.
Fucking crazy. Thanks.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Becca.
And I'm Josie.
And we're your judges. And this is By the Cupboard. No, wait. Do you want us to... Oh, shit.
Okay, we'll try it again.
Hi, I'm Becca.
And I'm Josie.
And we're your judges on By the Cover, a new podcast.
Yeah, we're a talk show. God,
we're a Josie.
Yeah, we're a comedy talk show centered around Amazon book review culture. You can find us on Spotify, Stitcher.
Wherever podcasts are.
All the places.
You can't hide from us. Anyway, listen to our show. We're going to be funny. We're going to be talking about books, and it's going to be great.
Yay! Promo over.
There's a lot about cars I don't know, and apparently cones.
Cones. At the so
wait,
so is
it
that
concrete and ice cream cones, or what? Is that what's in ice cream cones?
Concrete.
Yeah.
Yeah. The
I think that's what they make at that
Katie's
frozen
custard has concrete.
That's right.
I think. Or at least Freddy's.
Freddy's
does.
Freddy's has the concretes.
Someone has concretes.
What about that Sub-Zero place? Maybe they're actually making it with concrete.
Maybe. I don't know.
That's why
I think
you get it, so
I think
sick.
It's just straight cum. Ugh. I get cum-crete. Sick if I swallowed that much cum, too. Oh, my God.
Can you imagine the supplier of that? Excuse me?
Well, I didn't actually puke on it, but I was drunk enough. And I was like, you know, going, and I was like, oh God, like, cause you know, you always feel a little sick. You're like, my gag reflex is getting hit repeatedly, you know? And so when you get going enough, it like, you're like,
so funny story. This sounds awful. When I was in high school, my sister would always ask me like, hey, how's your day been? And I would be like mid story. And she would just karate chop me in the throat.
Oh, my God.
And it hit my gag reflex. So now it's, like, not sensitive.
So now,
all.
You can swallow a giant dick. Good for you. I mean, like.
It's what I pride myself on. College education, swallowing giant dicks.
Swallowing giant dicks. Mm-hmm. But I was, like, going and I was drunk. So I didn't quite realize how very close I was to puking. And I started to vomit, and it was thankfully on the like coming back out part.
Oh man, I was just thinking, I was like, was it like dick going in?
No, so I had like it hit, and I went, and then like, so I pulled out, and like, as soon as I released the tip, I closed my mouth and ran to the bathroom, and then just was like,
Can I tell you a funny story about a girl I know?
It's so awkward. I had to be like, sorry, babe, I just puked on your dick.
I have a funny story about a girl I know, and it sounds like I'm talking about myself. I swear to God, I am not. So this girl was talking to, it's someone in my class. For some reason, all of them wanted to talk about butt stuff. And yeah. I was like, no, thanks.
You get enough of that with me.
And that's right. and she's telling us, like, I shit on my boyfriend's dick. And I was like, excuse me?
That is my biggest fear.
That's what I told her. I was like, this is why you don't put stuff up your butt. It's and like, she was like, no, dude. Like, we finished up and he, like, I got off. Or, like, he, like, pulled out of her asshole. And then she rolled over or, like, something transpired where she looked down on the covers and there was just a little pebble of doo-doo. Mm. And she just, like, sat on it real fast to, like, try and
smush
hide it.
Which I was like, into the sheets
you,
more?
That's what I said. I was like, dude, at that point,
it's her boyfriend,
you just
I'd
admit
be like,
that
oh,
you
shit,
shit
on your
like,
dick.
At that point, you just admit. But it was like, it's not like there was a streak of shit on his dick. It was just the little pebble. And I was like, at that point, you just go get toilet paper and clean it up like your dog shit on the on the bed. Like, don't smush it in. You're going to ruin your bedspread.
I do always look. I'm like,
yeah, sure.
Once they pull out, I'm like, you got any shit on there?
I mean, I would.
I like try to be real casual. I'm like,
I just never.
So that was fun. And I'm like, looking over.
You're like craning your fucking neck.
Let
great.
Me see. Inspect
wonderful.
It.
Oh, my
I'll
God.
I'll tell you what, your butthole's not the same for a few days afterwards. Hmm. You poop a lot. It just comes right out.
Just falls out.
Pours out. Mm-hmm. It's like a little. It's a
like
little
that
open.
Sound effect?
Yeah. That's kind of right. That's exactly what it's like.
Oh, God.
Man, I did it. I think I said right before Anastasia and I drove to Phoenix. And like, so then the whole time we were driving, I was like, dude, my fucking butthole. I was like, it's fucking wrecked, dude.
Oh, my God. Caitlin.
It was fun. Anastasia's one of my besties. We have wine today. It's so good. I never get to see her.
Yeah.
We're both very busy people.
That's true.
So it was a good time to sit there and drink wine in the open air with her. It was real good. And, dude, you ever been to a vineyard?
Yes.
Okay, well, I haven't. And, like, I've seen what grapes grow on and stuff. And I don't know. Like, we walked out there, and it was, like, these beautiful, perfect clusters of grapes.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is the shit that you, like, see them feeding, like, Aphrodite.
Yeah, man.
I'm like.
They should have got you some harem girls.
You're getting, like, held on chairs and stuff. You're getting fed these grapes right here. They were beautiful, like, just cascading. And I was like, what is this? And I mean,
you got an accent over the grapes and a Cockney accent. That's what I like more is that you're so fancy that you turn into Eliza Doolittle pre the rain in Spain.
Exactly. And oh my God, but I was shocked and I had no idea. It's apparently a very different strain of grape than what we eat. I didn't know that either until my mom told me on my way here. And I was like, good to know, mom.
Great. Thanks, Mom.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Valley Mills Vineyard. Yeah. You're in Waco. Fucking go to it.
Yeah.
This isn't paid. I'm drinking their wine right now. Yep. It's called Bedrock, like the Flintstones.
That's right.
It was good. I was pretty dead set on buying a Tempranillo, and then I got the Bedrock and their GSL. I don't know, because my little waitress lady, Maddie, was like, I think you're going to like this one. She's like, I fucking hate it. But it sounds like it's right up your alley. And it was. It was good.
I'm glad.
I liked it. It was very rich. I was like, I can only drink a glass of this if I have food with me.
Yeah.
And we had finished off our little brie plate. So I was like, yeah, I'm going to get a glass of the Bedrock, and then I'll take two bottles to go, please.
Yeah.
Because then your tasting is free.
Yeah.
If you buy two bottles, I was like, what? So I was like,
saving money.
One of these bottles is already, one of them was 24. So I'm like, that takes the tasting was 15.
Yeah.
So I was like, it's kind of like I'm getting it for cheaper.
Yeah.
And I got to try all these wines.
That's true.
So, my nipple almost did come out. Yikes. Thank God Mike's looking at his phone. He just shakes his head. He is the most, he's probably more disappointed in me than my actual father.
Great.
My dad's so that's happy Father's Day. We're recording this on Dad's Day.
whatever. I'm dying.
I called my dad this morning. I said, hey, happy Father's Day. And he goes, what? Father's Day? And I said, yeah, you know, it's like a whole day just devoted to like you whole or thing. Whatever. And he was like, I had no idea it exists. I said, well, it just started today.
Yeah, it's brand new.
And that was our fun little conversation we had.
It's great.
And I was like, didn't mention this at all. Every time he brings it up, I'm like, don't, please. Please don't listen. Please don't listen to my podcast.
Please, Dad.
I love you, Dad, but
yeah,
I'm fine with my mom listening to it because like I'm very open with my mom. Like my mom fucking knows everything.
Yeah.
Like the first time I smoked weed, I called her. I was like, Mom, I smoked weed. So like, you know, my mom fucking knows. Yeah. But like my dad, no.
It's different. It's different.
Freaks me out a bit.
So
anyways.
Well, do you have anything else?
I don't know. This has been fun.
Stream of consciousness today.
Chris told me I was really bad at the Donald Duck noise. I woke up the other day and was trying to do it for him. And he was like, no, you're doing it all wrong. He was like, and then he'd be like, you have to do it more like this. And I would go make the same sound again. Uh-huh. He's like, you're doing it the exact same as you've been doing it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, no, it's different. And he's like, no, it's fucking not. And you don't sound like Donald Duck. You sound like you're choking.
I'm like, how do you do it? You gotta get the air. I mean, I don't know that mine is any better.
We did it once in here, and it kind of came out okay. That was kind of Donald Ducky. Mike still says no.
No, neither of them? Great. All right.
I had a good Mickey at one point, but it's gone.
Okay.
So, did you say try it? No. I'm too embarrassed now. I've ruined it with my Donald Duck. My mom, after I told her that my string getting stuck in my butt story today, because I know she didn't watch my Instagram story, I was like, yeah, I put it on my Instagram. I'll probably talk about it on my podcast. And she was like, huh, that's strange. It's like that you would want to share that on Instagram. I was like, well, Mom, my life has no secrets anymore.
Yeah.
I'm like, the shit I say on this podcast is like, so I'm like, I have no shame.
Yeah.
No shame in anything that I do.
I am a lot more of a private person.
Yeah. You're like fiercely private. And
more private.
I'm a open book. Yeah. You want to hear about anything that I give too much information all the time.
Here's the thing. I'm fiercely private with like, I don't know who's hearing this. Mm-hmm. Versus like when you and I talk, I'm super open.
Yeah.
You know
yeah.
that. Like people I know, I'm super duper open with. But like if I don't know you, get the fuck away from me. You're not going to learn my entire life story.
Yeah.
And if you do, it's very slow, little by little by little by little.
That's what's like really inconvenient. Like when I was dating, like people would go listen to. Because that was how I knew a guy liked me is when they'd be like, oh my God, I listened to like on your podcast. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
And. but then
you knew you didn't scare him off.
Like, whew, you stuck around. But
what an adventure.
I was like, you just found out like pretty much all the interesting stuff about me. So you're going to get bored soon. Have fun. Well. Just kidding. I'm always fun. Look at me. I'm a good time.
A blast. So, we got to get out of here cause I got to get my phone fixed.
That's right. And I have to open in the morning. So
yeah. And it's 9.
Got to go to bed soon. I got to eat. More pizza when I get home.
Yeah,
more shorties.
Yeah.
Anyways, thanks for listening. We actually probably don't tell y'all thanks enough.
We don't.
But I was listening to Two Girls, One Ghost, and they're like, thank you so much. We literally couldn't do this without you. Like, they're so, like, supportive of their listeners. And then I'm like, and I immediately thought of us, and I'm like, we just sit there and go, yeah, fuck you.
Yeah. Yeah. My initial thought, too, we couldn't do this without you was, well, yeah, you could.
Yeah, we could because, we're still doing it and you're not listening anyways. So. Mike laughs because he knows. He goes, they're probably the least liked podcast on this network. Probably because I do everything for them. He hates us.
Do you hate us?
But we're secretly your favorite, right? Yeah.
We're his favorite. I tell people that.
Yeah, you do love us.
Do you know?
What did I say the other day? You flipped me off like
45 minutes ago.
That we liked.
Yeah. Listen, do you know how many people I tell?
That's right.
I do. I am a fan of corn.
I am a fan of corn.
So do you know how many people I tell? I say, I'm pretty sure we're Mike's favorite. And then they say, why do you think that? And I go,
because he fucking hates us.
I don't know. I just assume
he tells us
everyone
to fuck off
us.
Every day. So
yeah,
that's how I tell people I love them.
Yeah,
literally Anastasia and I refer to each other only as bitch.
Yeah,
we text each other. We're like bitch. One time we texted each other because I had a dream she died.
Oh no!
And it was like some real weird shit. She was like having a weird surgery.
Yeah,
that was gonna kill. Like she pretty much had an option to live for like another month and it'd be kind of like awful or die. No, I'm sorry. No, it's not. It was like she had like a cancer or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she had the option to like live like a month, maybe, and like horrible pain and or be like put down essentially. This is heavily stemmed from Apollo, us putting down Apollo.
Okay, yes.
So, because I had like bad dreams about it for a while.
Yeah.
And so then I like... It was so strange. We had this, like, you were there, Ryan was there. Like, we were all having this party. It was, like, a pre-funeral, but she was, like, there.
Okay.
And we were just, like, having this party with her. And I was, like, And she was, like, sitting there, like, telling me, like, how she was going to tell her daughter and stuff. Yeah. And I was, like, no. And, like, I woke up sobbing.
Yeah.
I was crying because I was, like, it was the first two nights in the house I had woken up crying.
Yeah.
And the new place. And so then I texted her. I didn't get to text her until, like, after work that day. But then both of us at the same time had just texted, bitch. And she went, what, were you typing? I was like, girl, what?
Wonderful.
It was like, I had just hit send and then I got a bitch in return. And I was like, did I just send that to myself?
Yeah. Oh my God.
It was the strangest thing. I was like, girl, we are on the same wavelength.
Yeah.
But like, I mean, that's how we like tell each other. We love each other is like, bitch.
Yeah, absolutely.
Off. Like, it's a good friendship.
Yeah, but thank you.
Yeah.
I don't trust people, full stop.
Just in general.
Moderately.
Gasp.
Yes, of course.
I would put your life in my hands and I would carry you so safe. I would protect.
It's very nice of you.
You trust me. I asked Ryan if I could be the godmother of your children. And he said, yeah, probably not. And I was like, God damn it. And he was like, well, what if we die? And I was like, then I will raise that fucking kid. And he was, if I don't have to birth
it. This doesn't sound promising.
If I don't have to birth it.
I will raise that fucking kid.
I will. And it'll have a happy life, aside from the fact that their parents have died.
I believe you.
I would be a good godmother. But then I was like, Megan's probably got some other choices that she would choose.
I actually don't know, because here's the thing. Like,
that's a big responsibility, too. Like, someone's got to be willing to take that on.
In name, yes. But in actual practice, it's not really. It's more of a title than it is actual, like, relying on you if something happens
to me. Like, most of the time, wouldn't it go to next of kin?
My child would go to my sister if something happened to both of us. I mean, that's just what it is.
That's why I'm not going to have children.
So, I mean, well, you can put it in your will you can make orders for your children if something happens.
Yeah.
However, my order would be for my child to go to my sister because I know the type of parent that my sister is.
Yeah.
She's a good one. Damn good parent.
Yeah.
Yeah. She and her wife and her ex-husband, they're wonderful parents, the three of them. So that is what would happen.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if they're not around, who knows?
But me,
hopefully we'll all live
till
my child is 18 and can take care of themselves.
Adult,
Have I ever told you about the time I was in my mid-20s and I watched the episode of Roseanne where Dan almost dies on a work site and then they're trying to decide what would happen to the kids if they all die? And I laid in bed and I thought, where would I go if mom and dad died? Fuck, I'd go to myself. I'm 23. That's a true story.
I'm an adult.
Girl, I was panicked. I was like, who would I go to? Sam and Byron? No, not them.
Oh, wait, I am a legal adult.
And then I was like, fuck, I'm 23. I would go to me.
I would go to me.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Anyways, thanks you guys for listening.
Yeah, thank you. That was a good long
sigh. Long sayonara.
Yep. So we are back, of course, always. Well, not always. Shit happens. But we are in the Rogue Media Network studios.
That's right.
With Mike the God. And, you know, he really just It does everything for us. So I'm in a real thinking mood today.
She is.
Look at this. Mike, we couldn't do this without you.
Is that what that wine does?
It does. It goes, man, say thank you to everyone.
Throw that
for being
out.
In your life.
That's done. We're done with that wine.
Now, Bedrock, if we could only get someone to run our Instagram.
Bedrock, why don't you kick rocks?
I have four Instagrams.
I have a bunch.
And I just can't do it.
No.
Like, ugh. Grays is enough to like make me tired.
I will try my hardest to start helping out with our Instagram. We'll see.
I feel like people are just used to nothing being there.
So you can listen to us on Apple Podcasts.
That's right. You can also find us on Spotify
and Google Play.
That's right. And then also Stitcher.
That's right. We do need to thank our patrons. So yes. Vanessa Seiss.
And Brian and Amanda Harmon, as you've heard today.
And Brandon Bush.
And then Madison Anderson.
And Shelby.
Shelby, yay.
Yeah.
Everyone, all of y'all are so wonderful. Thank you so much. We can't do it without you, especially.
And we would appreciate your rates, reviews, and subscribes.
That's right. 5 stars only, please.
Yeah. And you can reach out to us on Instagram.
That's right.
We may not post a lot, but we do. I do regularly check the messages.
Yeah.
And that is What's Your Excuse Podcast. So. Yeah.
What's Your Excuse Podcast?
Yep. No spaces, no apostrophe.
That's right. You can also find us at Facebook at What's Your Excuse Podcast with spaces and apostrophes because
we're not animals.
That's right.
And you can send us your roommate stories or any kind of bullshit you want to talk about.
Yeah.
How your thankful mood. Tell us about that.
Yeah. Were you ever thankful?
You can email us. I got to quit bouncing my feet. I can hear the chair.
Oh.
You can email us at whatsyourexcusepodcast@gmail.com.
That's right. We check that too.
So.
Nope. I don't know. I thought maybe there's something else I got to say, but.
Perfect.
I think we covered it.
So. All right. Well, see if I can ever.
Good job, everyone.
Thank
Bye.
You.
Thanks.
What's Your Excuse?
Oh, yeah.
Fuck you.
Yeah. Yep.
This has been a Rogue Media Network podcast.